11 ways to feel better every day. A photo of a woman practicing a form of meditation is displayed. Some days are easy breezy. You wake up in a great mood, your hair looks terrific and the sun is shining. Other days you wake up and drink all the coffee, hate your clothes, stub your toe and wonder how you are going to get through the day. To reduce the latter and increase the former, take action. Happiness, like so many other things, must be cultivated and actively pursued. Here are 11 ways to up your happy factor. Try a couple and see how you feel. Seek mental health care. This is at the top of the list for a reason. We can talk all day about making gratitude lists or exercise, but if your brain chemistry is out of whack, or if you are experiencing a clinical depression or other mental illness, you need medical care. That may be talk therapy or it may be medication, but getting treatment for mental malady is just like getting treatment for a physical one. And just like you wouldn't try to eat fiber or apply sunscreen to heal a broken leg, you shouldn't suffer with a mood disorder or mental health issue either, or try to treat it with the tactics that can't work. Integris Health offers free mental health screenings as well as comprehensive services for people of virtually every age. Whatever you are struggling with, we want to help you find the path back. Learn more here. Sleep enough. Most of us spend 1/4 to 1/3 of our lives asleep. The amount of sleep we need varies slightly by individual, but the importance of healthy sleep habits is clear. Without enough quality sleep, our minds and bodies just don't work as well. In the short term, even after 1 or 2 terrible nights, sleep can affect your memory, judgment, and reflexes. You are at greater risk of crashing your car. In the long term, sleep deprivation can cause weight gain, increase your risk of diabetes, elevate your blood pressure and weaken your immune system, plus it will make you cranky. There are 2 types of sleep, rapid eye movement and non-rapid eye movement, and 4 stages. We cycle through all 4 cycles multiple times a night. Stage 1, non-REM sleep, is a quick stage, just a few minutes. It takes from you to go from being awake to being asleep. This is relatively light sleep, and your heartbeat, breathing, and eye movement slow down in this stage. During stage 2, non-REM sleep, things slow down even more as your body prepares to enter deeper sleep. Body temperature cools and movement stops. You spend most of your sleep time in this stage. Stage 3, non-REM sleep, is deep rest. You need stage 3 sleep to feel refreshed. This is also when your body repairs your bones and tissue. REM sleep happens several times per night, usually initially after about an hour and a half. You dream during REM sleep. Your eyes move back and forth, but your arms and legs are essentially paralyzed, which keeps you from acting out your dreams. REM sleep increases brain activity and promotes learning. Think you might have a sleep disorder? Take a quiz or contact Integris Sleep Disorder Centers. We are expertly trained in sleep medicine to evaluate test results and develop a treatment plan to resolve sleep-related issues. Our board certificate sleep specialists and registered sleep technologists are here to help you get a better night's rest, beginning with state-of-the-art sleep studies, which are conducted on-site. A sleep study is a simple outpatient procedure that monitors multiple aspects of your sleep and gives your physician critical information required to diagnose and treat sleep disorders. For your convenience, night and day evaluations are offered to meet your busy lifestyle. Eat plenty of fiber. Want to live longer, maintain a healthy weight, reduce your risk of certain cancers, and lower your risk of heart disease? Also, not to be indelicate, but you'll have better bowel movements. So eat more fiber. There are 2 kinds, soluble and insoluble. Soluble fiber dissolves in water and turns into a gel inside your colon, where it is digested. The gel blocks some of the fat and cholesterol you've eaten from being digested, and it slows how fast you digest carbohydrates. That helps keep your blood sugar levels steady. Eating plenty of soluble fiber can also lower the risk of heart disease. Great sources of soluble fiber include black beans, Brussels sprouts, asparagus, sweet potatoes, avocados, apples, and carrots. Insoluble fiber does not digest or dissolve. It just cruises through your digestive tract, picking material up along the way, which you then eliminate when you poop. You might have called insoluble fiber roughage. It keeps you feeling fuller longer, which allows you to eat less. This is also the stuff that helps you avoid or treat constipation by moving your digestion along. Plenty of insoluble fiber can be found in foods like cauliflower, dark leafy greens like spinach or kale, nuts, pears, peas, or lentils. Go outside. Even 20 minutes spent outside in your yard, a park, or on a walk can change your mood for the better. Studies have shown that stepping outside lowers stress, heart rate, and blood pressure. It can boost creativity and optimism. Best of all, it's free and right outside your door. Exercise. Walk, bike, run, swim, play bocceball, dance, or try some yoga. Get moving and you'll release feel-good hormones, aka endorphins, which your body will literally make for you anytime you ask it to by exercising. Do something creative. Daily creativity is great for your mood and sense of well-being. I'm not saying you have to write a great American novel or paint a mural, although you're welcome to. Or you could learn to knit, take up cooking, sing a song, or doodle a little picture, gather pretty leaves and make a collage. You get the idea. Practice a little escapism. Sometimes you just need to tune out and ignore all of the shoulds in your life. Turn your to-do list face down and think about something totally different. This is what trashy novels read in the tub, Hallmark movies and escapist podcasts like NPR's Tiny Desk Concerts were made for. Help someone. Whether you volunteer regularly or help your elderly neighbor take his trash out, doing for others is a known, studied, powerful way to increase your life satisfaction, boost happiness, find meaning and connect for a quick boost. Write someone a thank you note or a quick hello, or pay for the coffee of the person in the drive-thru line behind you. Kindness is also incredibly contagious. It creates a virtuous circle. Doing good, giving makes us happy, which makes us want to do or give more, which makes us happier. Pet a dog or cat. Interacting with animals can raise your oxytocin levels, calm us down, lower our blood pressure, and make us feel loved. Author and animal expert Karen Winnegar sums it up beautifully. The human-animal bond bypasses the intellect and goes straight to the heart and emotion and nurtures us in ways that nothing else can. Meditate. What if I told you that if you commit to meditating 5 to 10 minutes a day, on most days you'll feel calmer, more focused, and happier? Can I guarantee it? No. Almost, though. For the vast majority of people who tried, the practice of meditation works. Meditation requires no equipment and it's free to all. People note the short-term benefits, including improved circulation, less anxiety and stress, lower blood pressure and blood cortisol levels, increased feelings of well-being and peace, even bliss. We've assembled a terrific guide to starting a meditation practice. Laugh. In the short term, cracking up with your bestie or rewatching that hilarious scene can ease tension, release a burst of feel-good hormones, aka endorphins, and stimulate your heart and lungs. In the longer term, laughter can give your immune system a boost. When you are happy, your body releases stress and illness-fighting neuropeptides. Check out Rotten Tomatoes, 150 essential comedy movies to watch now, and get your giggle on. Source: Integrus Health.